Welcome to the Customs and Border Protection, also known as CBP, Pre-Employment Fitness Test 1 for Aviation Enforcement Agent candidates. The Pre-Employment Fitness Test 1 will be referred to as the PFT1 for the remainder of this audio file. To ensure quality control and consistency, the audio file you are listening to is used to administer the PFT1 in all testing locations. There are audio tones and verbal instructions throughout this audio file on when to start and stop each fitness test. Here is the PFT1 order of tests for Part 1. The sit-up test, where you are required to complete 20 proper form sit-ups in 60 seconds, followed by the push-up test, where you are required to complete 12 proper form push-ups in 60 seconds, followed by the 5-minute step test, where you step on and off a 12-inch high step to a cadence sound of 120 steps per minute for 5 minutes. Each test in the PFT1 must be completed in the order described to progress to the next test. The test administrator will administer the entire battery of tests, even if you do not complete a test within the required time or perform the correct amount of repetitions. Once the audio file starts, the fitness test will not be stopped for any reason until it is completed, unless an injury occurs or you voluntarily stop. There are 3-minute intervals provided between each test component that include time to rest and/or practice the movements for the next test. All of the tests you take today were thoroughly described in the materials provided on cbp.gov and in the information you received from the Minneapolis Hiring Center. You are instructed to become familiar with the content of these materials and practice each of these tests. It is critical you understand that the PFT1 is one of the requirements in the hiring and screening process. You must keep yourself in top physical condition from now on to ensure that you can successfully complete the rigorous requirements of the second pre-employment fitness test, the PFT2, which determines if you are fit enough to attend the Air and Marine Basic Training Academy, located at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Glencoe, Georgia. The sit-up test is the first test in the PFT1. The sit-up test measures the muscular strength and endurance of the abdominal muscles. By having strong abdominal muscles, you may reduce the risk of lower back injuries. You must complete 20 proper form sit-ups in 60 seconds. The test administrator will hold your feet or ankles throughout the entire test, count aloud each properly performed sit-up, and tell you which sit-up does not count. For example, that one doesn't count. Shoulder blades must touch the mat. Once the sit-up test starts, you will lie on your back with your shoulder blades touching the mat. Your knees are bent, your feet are flat, and your hands are behind your head without interlocking your fingers together. Place your thumbs by your ears with your elbows extended out to the sides. With your feet flat, the bend in your knee is at a 90-degree angle. This should give you about an 18-inch separation between your heels and buttocks. To get to the required up position, contract your abdominal muscles and lift your head in line with your upper body off the floor to the point where your elbows touch your knees or your elbows break the plane of your knees. Do not pull or jerk your head with your hands to assist in the sit-up, as it may cause neck strain or injury. Return to the starting position with the shoulder blades touching the mat to complete one proper form sit-up. You must continue to perform the sit-ups until the time expires. Sit-ups performed that do not count include when your buttocks are raised off the mat, when your hands are used to pull yourself up from the down position to the up position, when you perform half sit-ups where you fail to touch the knees with your elbows or break the plane of the knees with your elbows, or when your shoulder blades do not touch the mat. If you need to rest, you may do so in the up position only, but the time will continue. The sit-up test stops when 60 seconds expires, when you stay in the down position for 3 seconds or more, or when you cannot perform any more sit-ups. Now, assume the starting sit-up position. Lie on your back with your shoulder blades touching the mat. Your knees are bent, your feet are flat, and your hands are behind your head without interlocking your fingers together. Place your thumbs by your ears with your elbows extended out to the sides. The test will start in 20 seconds. Lift your head off the mat. Start when you hear the word go. Ready? Go. Halfway, 30 seconds left. Fifteen seconds left. Five seconds left. Stop. This ends the sit-up test. You now have a 3-minute interval period that includes time to rest and/or practice the movements for the push-up test. The push-up test is a measure of dynamic strength and muscular endurance of your upper body muscles. You must complete 12 proper form push-ups in 60 seconds. You will start in the up position with elbows straight, hands spaced shoulder width apart, with the thumbs aligned with the crease of the shoulders. Keep the body in a straight line with feet no more than 12 inches apart. Before the push-up test starts, a 4 or 5 inch foam block is placed directly below your sternum, which is also known as your breastbone, and held in position by the test administrator throughout the entire test. Candidates 5 feet 9 inches tall and above will use the 5 inch foam block. When you hear the word go, bend your elbows and drop down until your sternum touches the foam block, then push back up until your elbows are straight. This completes one proper form push-up. Remember to keep your back straight. The test administrator will count aloud the number of proper form push-ups completed correctly. They also inform you when a push-up does not count. For example, that one didn't count. Your sternum did not touch the foam block. A push-up will not count if you have a sagging back, if your buttocks are raised in the air, if your feet are spread wider than 12 inches apart, if you perform half push-ups where you fail to touch the foam block with your sternum or do not come all the way up with your elbows straight. You must continue to perform push-ups until the time expires. You may rest in the up position only, but the time continues. The test will stop when 60 seconds expires, when you cannot perform any more push-ups with proper form, or when one or both knees touch the ground. Prepare to get in position and place your hands on the mat, shoulder width apart, with one leg straight back in a ready position and the other leg bent with your knee resting on the mat. The test administrator will place the foam block under your sternum. The push-up test will start in 20 seconds. Assume the push-up ready position with feet, hands, and body in place. Ready? Go. Halfway, 30 seconds left. 15 seconds left. Five seconds left. Stop. This ends the push-up test. You now have a 3-minute interval period that includes time to rest and/or practice the movements for the step test. The 5-minute step test, which is the final test in the PFT1 and is scored as pass/fail. The step test is a measure of cardiovascular endurance. The step test is performed by stepping on and off a 12-inch high step to a cadence using a metronome sound of 120 steps per minute for 5 minutes. Experience shows that the best way for you to understand the rhythm of the metronome cadence of the step test is to march in place first. Make sure you are marching in cadence with the metronome before stepping onto the step. There are 2 optional practice sessions. First, you will practice marching in place to the cadence, and then you will practice the transition from marching in place to stepping onto the step to the cadence. There are 3 commands during the practice that you need to listen closely for. Ready, march, and 1-2-1-2. Ready is the heads-up command. March is the command to begin marching in place using whichever foot you want to use as your lead foot. 1-2-1-2 provides the marching cadence. We will now briefly practice marching in place. There are 16 alternating steps. Ready? March. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Ready, stop marching. 1-2. Now we will practice the transition from marching in place to stepping onto the step. Move to the front of the step. For this optional practice, you need to know the command up, up, down, down. This describes the action of stepping onto and off the step. Ready? March. 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. Up, up, down, down. Up, up, down, down. Up, up, down, down. Stop stepping. 1-2. This ends the practice session. The 5-minute step test will begin in 20 seconds. Get into position in front of the step. Ready? March in place. March, 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 march. The step test begins now. Up, up, down, down. 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 Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down. 1 minute is finished. Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down. 2 minutes are finished. Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down. 3 minutes are finished. Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down. 4 minutes are finished. 1 minute to go. Up, up, down, down, 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 up, up, down, down. 30 seconds to go. Up, up, down, down, 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 stop. This completes the CBP PFT1 for Aviation Enforcement Agent candidates.